the problem with doing interviews and so on is that it gives the impression that you always think about yourself. And I don't, that's the kind of thing I don't think about very much. I don't know. Well, what I mean is I'm so unclear about what I'm doing myself that it's very hard to work out what it means for anyone else as well. I think of myself more and more as a sand painter, if you like, and I work in much the same way as a painter does. I tend to work alone, and I tend to work in a painterly way, which is that I put things on, take them off again, mix things up together in different ways. Furthermore, I usually go into the studio without a strong conception of what I shall come out with. I sometimes have even only the vaguest idea. At the moment, there isn't much I can do on stage. I'm not a brilliant player of any instrument. I'm not a great singer or anything like that, and I don't see myself as a personality type figure in music. So my inclination is to work where I can, which is in the studio. Although, of course, there's quite a lot of pressure for me to perform. But at the moment, I don't see what I would gain by performing. I don't think it would make any difference to the music to do that. Though that's changing in my mind. I'm now starting to think about performing. I tend not to want to use music as a vehicle for my own passions in the way that, well, the kind of rhythm and blues tradition looks that way, though I don't think it necessarily is. But I tend to want to keep myself out of the music to an extent.